This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. WUWM has been partnering with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee PBS, and the Milwaukee Public Library on an initiative we call Listen MKE. The latest event focused on local leaders' experience with COVID-19. The virus disproportionately affected Milwaukee's Black community, and many of the survivors continue to face unique physical and mental health challenges. The latest conversation focused on those experiences and challenges. It took place on Monday on Facebook Live. Among the guests was Reverend Greg Lewis. Here's a portion of what he shared during the event.
I got my results and I was devastated because I knew it might mean that, you know, death for me. You know, I'm diabetic and I'm 62 years old, and I was devastated when they told me that. You know, they told me to just lay around and rest and take plenty of Tylenol, drink plenty of liquids. And I was laying there and I was dying. I told my wife, I said, baby, I'm dying, you know? And so we got a invitation to go to the hospital, and I took it. And when I got there, the doctors, you know, they asked me three questions. They said, are you, do you have all your business in order? I was like, wow. I said, yeah, who's going to take care of it? I said, my wife. Then they asked me, if you stop breathing, do you want us to resuscitate you? And I was like, huh? You know, and then, you know, the doctor said, you know, that's okay, because if you become unconscious, we won't be able to resuscitate you. And, you know, they expected me to die. But what I didn't know is that not only did I have bronchitis, you know, I had pneumonia and I had a lung infection, and I'm diabetic. So they were, you know, they expected me to die, but, you know, I didn't, you know, because they filled me up with antibiotics, but I fought off the COVID-19 with my own body. So, you know, that was important, you know. And then the third thing the doctor told me was that if you don't do exactly what we say, you're going to die. And, you know, I said, wow, you know, they had counted me out. You know, I thought I was going to die. And I probably would have. If I not got to the hospital on March 27th, I would have died. When I was in ICU, I had about six friends die while I was laying there in ICU, because I kept my phone and they were texting me, letting me know what was going on the outside. But my faith kind of kept me stabilized. I was afraid after I couldn't walk, I couldn't taste anything, I couldn't eat. I didn't eat for 3 weeks. If I picked up a bottle of water, it felt like a 20-pound weight. You know, all I could do was lay there, or else I would be sore from just moving because I was so fatigued and I was totally debilitated. And I didn't know how sick I was, but my faith kind of kept me, you know, going. And, you know, I had a call from the hospital the other day, and she was talking about how people have these things going on after all this COVID, and how, you know, she was expecting me to be going through some of the post-traumatic syndromes of COVID. And I told her that, you know, my trust in God was so strong that I just didn't feel like, you know, that, you know, it was anything that I couldn't overcome. And so my mental state was good, but physically, I know I'm not fully healed. You know, from March till now, my respiratory system is not really as strong as it used to be. You know, even when you holler, you know, as a preacher, you know, sometimes you want to holler, and you just can't holler. You know, you start to cough, and I said, wow, I might never be the same. So in saying that, I'm going to say this. When I was dying, I was not afraid. But when I found out I was going to live, I was scared to death, because I said, I'm never going to be the same. I was totally frightened when they said, you're going to be okay. I said, wow, am I going to be like this? Because I couldn't walk, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even go to the bathroom. I couldn't do anything. I thought I was going to be like that the rest of my life, but I recovered to the point I am now. Otherwise, man, I was afraid to death to live.
That was Milwaukee Reverend Greg Lewis, Executive Director of Souls to the Poles, talking about his experience with COVID-19. That was part of the latest Listen MKE event that took place on Facebook Live on Monday. Listen MKE is a partnership of WUWM, the Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee Public Library, and Milwaukee PBS. You can find the full conversation at wuwm.com.